You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. And we got a lot of music for you today, tonight, whenever you're listening. Lots of new and old music, some anniversaries.
Yeah, just to mention some of those anniversaries, which we'll be tackling. Some seminal records by the likes of Tom Waits, the Rolling Stones, the Breeders, Can. We're also going to be focusing on an anniversary from the B-52s, in addition to playing some new music from the likes of Freak Heat Waves. We're going to be playing Kinetic Ideals. We're going to be playing Sweeping Promises, brand new music from Jeff Rosenstock, some Priors, and also very excited to be getting into some music as well from The Roots, who we're going to be starting off the show with, who actually have a new record, which is really cool. We previewed it a little bit a few weeks back, but this is a Buzzcocks covers record.
Yeah, it was actually in February.
Well, that was quite a while ago, but...
Several weeks back.
It was February 2023?
Yeah.
I still argue it's new.
It is new. Anyways, it's forthcoming in the fall, and The Roots are putting this out, and... Chris Jack, who we spoke with back in February, sent me an early advance, and we're going to hear that to start off the show, actually. We're going to hear the surf version from this forthcoming album, which was going to be entitled Reverberation Addict. And yeah, let's play it. The surf version reworking of Ever Fall in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen in Love With.
And then we're also expecting this set some music from Julie Doran, Priors, and a tribute to a member of the Kinks on this edition of Revolution Rock.
We'll be right back. thin, scruffy kid I knew. You had such good ways. I can remember little things that always made you smile. They made you happy. Now you think you're wiser because you're older. And you think the money buys everything. And you think that you need no one to guide you. But you're still a long way from home. You've come a long way. You're self-assured and dressed in funny.
You are tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we have a huge show in store for you. Music from Beams, music from B-52s, Tom Waits, Rolling Stones, Sun-Dried Wales, all coming up on this program. But in that last set, we ended off with a pair of tracks by The Kinks, both from their 1970 album Lola vs. Power Man and The Moneyground Part 1. These albums featured contributions from the keyboardist John Gosling, and actually Gosling passed away just in late August. Was on the 24th. He passed away at the age of 75. He did join the band in the 1970, yeah, specifically for this record.
Yeah, they kind of needed something else in the lineup after playing a certain way for so long. And on record, Ray Davies would always do the keyboard or parts like that. But they added John, and he added a little bit different dimension to their sound. And one of the very first songs he had to come up with a part for, no pressure, but it was the song Lola.
only their biggest hit, that's all.
Only one of their biggest songs. Yeah. But at the time, they didn't know it would be one of their biggest songs. Well, maybe they did. I don't know. But we played two tracks from this release just in celebration of his time with the band, which was from 1970 to 1978. And we heard A Long Way From Home and This Time Tomorrow, two really great tracks from just a really great album from The Kinks. They have a lot of really good ones. This is one of them.
Yeah, it's definitely one of their top-tier records. I actually really like Gosling's contributions on the 77 album Sleepwalker, a very underrated album in their discography. Yeah, he will be sorely missed. Rest in peace. Prior to that, we heard some music from Julie Doran from one of our favorite records from a few years back, from 2021. The album was I Thought of You, and we heard the semi-title track, Thought of You.
Yes. Prior to that, we heard brand new music from Priors from Montreal.
I see what you did there.
They have a new album out that came out a little while back called Daffodil. And we heard a song called Burgundy from that release. And then we started off with brand new music from Japan's The Routes. We heard their version of Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have by Buzzcocks. They have a whole album of surf Buzzcocks covers called Reverberation Addict, and that's coming out in the fall, which is, I guess, actually now. When's the first day of fall, though?
Not till the 21st.
Okay, well, I don't know. They didn't specify which day in
fall. They just said fall.
Yeah, so that could be
anything. It could be the first day. We don't know.
But anyways, we'll hear more from that in the future on some upcoming episodes. But that's how we started off the program. And coming up next, we're going to dip into a little bit of an anniversary here from the Breeders. Adam, maybe you can talk about what we're going to hear next.
Yeah, we're going to talk about probably their best-known record. And it's always a little bit awkward to talk about a band who's known as being kind of big in the underground or indie sphere and then, you know, really just honing in on their crossover success. But Last Splash, I mean, obviously a huge hit with Cannonball was on this record, which kind of put the Breeders on the map. They'd always been around within like underground indie circles. People knew of them, especially due to Kim Deal, who is the principal songwriter and singer, her association as a former member of Pixies. But this album, beyond that massive hit, really codified their sound. They really became cohesive, doing this weird mixture of surf rock, twisted psychedelica, garage rock, and with these girl group harmonies, thanks to really the co-vocalist, who was Kelly Deal, Kim Deal's twin sister, which elicited a lot of confusion. People went to see Breeders and weren't quite sure why there was a clone of the main songwriter there. But no, a set of twins. I love this record, though. It really is a challenging record that sounds dirty. Even though it had that hit with Cannonball, it didn't really cohere to a lot of mainstream, quote-unquote, alternative rock standards. Really having some fuzzy and unconventional song structures and diving into all sorts of subgenres as well, including country rock in one of the closing numbers. It's a seminal release, and I think it showed in particular having a female-fronted group. A lot of young women at the time, when we saw this explosion of great female talent in alternative rock, that there was a voice for them and that they could also perform on stage and just communicate and express themselves the same as any top-tier indie rock group that was going on before. I mean, in addition to Breeders, you have to think PJ Harvey, Liz Phair had huge records, and you also had bands like Bikini Kill, who had a huge record that year.
Yeah.
But I think the Breeders may have had the best record. Last Splash is just a great 30-minute rock record that's very indebted to surf and punk, as we're going to hear, because we're going to play two tracks from this, as this week the album celebrates its 30th anniversary. It was released originally in 1993 on August 30th.
All right, so let's get to it. The first track we're going to hear from Last Splash is No Aloha here on Revolution Rock, where we're redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit via CJM FM and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada.
Nobody.